ladies and gentlemen, and the sexy Lexi. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the interview series brought to you and powered by the people from Grasshopper, the people from Tribal Streetwear, the people from 9-5, the people from 3 Punk Ales. Strap in today, kids, because we're going to learn about all the spooky sights in San Diego, all the places to visit for your trick-or-treating gifts, all of the haunted places, all of the real legitimate haunted sites. Ladies and gentlemen, back from Modesto, back from her...
I was about to say back from the dead with all the spooky stuff you said.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
I
mean, back from
it's kind of parallel. Back from Modesto.
Modesto.
The middle of nowhere. She's been gone for a while, but she found her way back. Ladies and gentlemen, the first witch of the Emo Brown family. It is the sexy Lexi. Look at her.
Hey, guys.
A clap. Oh, you know, oh yes. Round of applause. Look at you.
I'm going to change the lights in her honor, dude.
Show your pumpkin, girl. Show your pumpkin.
There
it is. What's up?
Nothing much.
The queen of Halloween is gracing us with her presence here, live and direct at Emo Brown, El Club Ha 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 HK. Oh, HQ.
Damn,
HQ. That just came out, boo.
Club.
El Club. Ha, ha, ha.
That's a problem.
What is up, the sexy Lexi?
You know,
where have you been hiding?
I've just been DJing and doing the same old, you know, at the radio station. Mm. Weekend Z90, check me out.
Weekends, a jam in Z90 with the sexy Lexi.
Yeah, check her just out. Enjoying life, hanging out with my boyfriend.
Hella in love. Hella in love. Look into the camera so I can see that eye. What is going on?
They were the love story of Emo Brown, too.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a couple of love stories at Emo Brown.
There has.
Yeah, we've got the first couple over there, Bianca and Tennessee boy.
Tennessee whiskey over here.
El Angel con my angel.
Tennessee Tito.
And now we have Lexi and her man from Modesto. Look at you. All the guys. Everyone's in
boot
love,
up.
Bro. Look at us.
Boot up on Halloween.
Ooh. Yep.
Look at me. What do we got to look forward to in San Diego for Halloween?
Well, first off, I want to ask what you guys dressed up as today.
Okay, well, today I'm a down-ass fool. Check out this hat, though. Corduroy. And I'm in that corduroy mood.
And then you're a hockey player?
I'm an average hockey fan. Yeah.
Hockey fan. What about you, Angel? You look like
an Emo Brown club member.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm coming in too hot.
Dude, oh, shit. Oh, God. Woo! There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, no longer will you hide them behind any bars in Chula Vista.
We're going to need that back when you're done with this episode, by the way.
Bye.
OMG.
I need you to start. I need you to start a poll.
Get in.
Start a poll in the group chat. Do you want Angel to remain as producer?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Put my vote down as yes.
Hey, we got one on Kiki. I sent you the text. Did you get it?
Yeah.
What was the consensus?
The consensus was that we had to keep him on here more often. It is what it is.
You can't win them all, you know?
So, yes, it is Halloween.
Yes.
Tomorrow. It's been Halloween, like, pretty much for
you
me.
Live
Halloween
that
every
life.
Day in your life. Yeah.
You live that spooky life.
All year long. I love Halloween. I love spooky things. Scary movies, all that.
Yes.
But so there's a lot of fun things. If you want to do it tonight.
Yes.
The
always.
Haunted Trail is like my favorite haunt. And those are the ones where they jump out and scare you. Do you ever go to those?
Can they touch you?
No.
They kind of do sometimes.
Really?
They're not supposed to, but like on accident.
They might brush up on you
I
or something.
I went to the one. I went to a few of them already. Wifey and I, before kids, were a lot of fun. We would go to all of the places. We went to one in a hotel, the Haunted Hotel.
Yeah, the Haunted Hotel.
Market and Fifth mm-hmm. and Market.
That's a good one.
By Hooters.
Yes, that's the one. Hooters, RIP, no longer there anymore. But we went
Haunted
to that
Hotel
one.
Too?
That one was
yeah,
dope. They had the guy with the chainsaw that would come chasing you around. I kind of got scared. I saw a lady just fall on the ground and stay there.
The chainsaw is
I was
classic.
Like, ma'am, if this was real, you're dead. That's a wrap on you.
It's not
like,
a good instinct. Yeah. You really get to test your people, you know?
I've done the Haunted Trail, the one in Balboa Park.
Yeah.
That one was fun. You just kind of
like
go
one.
Down and it's dark.
Yeah.
There's homeless people. There's
Haunted Trail is year-round.
there's paid actors, but then sometimes like you don't know who's who. It's like, all right, what's going on? The one I never went to that I wanted to go to was the 30-room Del Mar.
Scream Zone.
Okay.
Ooh.
At the Del Mar Scare Ground.
Tell us about
that's
that
right.
one.
So Scream Zone's really cool, too. I don't know about this year because I haven't gone, but in the past, they have, like, a speakeasy in there.
Oof.
And, like, you walk in through, like, a porta potty, and then you go in, and it's just this, like, spooky bar.
Through a porta potty? That's the entrance?
Yeah. It's really cool. I don't know if they did it this year.
Scream Zone.
I wonder how many people got that wrong, and they just, like, open the door, and someone's taking a fast.
I heard it's a porta potty entrance.
Yeah, but then they have you know games and stuff like that, and then you could do the hayride or whatever. It's like a little truck. you sit on, and they take you in to the haunted, like it's like a trail also, you know?
Is it
you drive through it or you walk through it?
You drive through
it. Oh, so you're on like a hayride and they spook you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Ooh.
Is it truly scary?
That one's, I mean, like I said, the scariest one is probably the haunted trail.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
Because they can like touch you, you know?
Ooh.
So it's
they're
spooky.
Not supposed to.
They're not supposed to touch you.
If you, had a zipper, though, that needed zipping, would they be able
to? Yeah, if they're like, can you just really hold my blouse? Freddy Krueger, please.
I'll never share anything with you. Weenies again.
Same.
Speaking of sharing.
Speaking of sharing.
Oh my gosh.
What else can we look forward to in San Diego during the Halloween season?
A good trick-or-treating neighborhood, my favorite. I actually haven't been to Christmas Circle for trick-or-treating. So do they all decorate and everything?
Everyone, yeah. So I don't know if there's some sort of unwritten rule when you live in that neighborhood.
They're the party street.
But there is like some letter that goes around by a self-appointed like HOA or neighborhood police person that you have to do everything for Christmas. You have to put things up, and still I think it's weird. But I would say 8 out of 10 homes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Set up for Halloween.
That's pretty good.
And they get slammed. Busy, busy, busy.
So my favorite neighborhood to go to, it's like straight out of a movie, and it's Kensington over there. Like, it's legit. Every house is decorated. There's so many kids running around. Like, people have music going on. Like, I walked up to a door with my nieces, and they offered me a cocktail.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, and it was just, like, so nice. Everybody's so nice. Everybody gets, like, super in the spirit. It's, like, straight-up movie vibes.
I like that. You know, now I like that feeling. Now, you know, we're a family.
Yeah.
And we go to the Christmas Circle, my parents' area, and people are just posted in their driveways. Yeah. They got little bonfires. At my parents' house, I've taken the canopy for 3-punk. I've taken kegs, and we just post up, order pizzas, whatever. Everyone's just posted up in the front having a good time. Tricky, tricky. And you know, there's a bunch of neighbors, or I'm sorry, kids in that neighborhood that ain't from there. Mm-hmm. So I think the word is out.
Yeah, for sure.
The word is out for sure. But Kensington just sounds fancy. I imagine that place giving away full-size Snickers bars, bro.
Yeah, it's
the
really
eight packs
cool.
of Reese's.
Where do you guys go for trick-or-treating?
Well, typically we go to Fernanda's cousin's house because we live in apartments, which I think is weird. Like, apartments should be where it's at for Halloween.
Right,
because
there's so enclosed, many doors.
There's a million doors, like... Everybody could just like trick or treat in their apartments and like be done in the night.
Nobody
like,
does that.
Full bag. Nobody. None of the apartments I've ever lived in have ever done that.
Huh.
I had a really good idea for my last apartments though, because we used to live in the Park Palomar apartments. Those one story ones over there.
Yeah,
they had these huge like windows in the front, and I wanted to like this is pre Pete. I wanted to keep the window open and put all the lights to blue.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody has to dress like a fish and then just party, like have like everybody walking around like adult, you know, Halloween party, but like it's a fishbowl party.
That's
would have been so much
hilarious.
Oh, Barry.
Nobody was down, see? That's the problem with apartments.
Wait, in your apartments, nobody has like little stores in there?
Mm-mm.
So when I was little.
Little stores?
Yeah, check this out. When I was little and I had a bunch of family who lived in Villanueva down in San Isidro, and we would stay there a lot when my parents were at work. But during the summers, like you would go to different apartment complexes, buildings within Villanueva, and each one of them had like a little bodeguita. Like a little bodega.
And it's
you'd
like someone's house.
Dude, and it's somebody's house.
Maybe I just haven't been invited.
And you go in there, and they're selling, like, whatever the candies were for back in the day. Like, it'd be equivalent today to, like, Flaming Hot Cheetos or some Takis.
Yeah.
And they'd just sell you, like, the little rueditas, and you'd be eating them shit, bro.
Now, we got the palateros and shit. Like,
yeah, we had them shit, too, but we were a little bit more entrepreneur-minded.
Yeah, they didn't have the fucking...
The motherfuckers were doing it, you know.
Spot.
So that doesn't happen. Shit. Yeah. Fool, I need that.
I don't know if you'd be allowed to do that in my apartment. They're pretty strict around shit.
And then what happened?
Yeah, so also make sure you check your candies, guys.
Why? What happens?
They might put THCs in there?
I don't know. You never know.
Have you ever had a bad batch of candy?
No, I never have.
Have you ever heard of anyone?
Stories,
yeah.
You know, of people having...
Razor blades and candy apples?
Drugs, something, you know?
Really?
So you gotta be careful.
You are Halloween all year long.
I am.
I see pictures of you on Instagram of just like dressed up like witches... All year long?
Yeah. I love costumes, cosplay, makeup. Like, anytime there's a theme, like, I'm all about it. This year so far, I've already done Medusa.
What?
Hell yeah.
That's my main costume. So I always have, like, a main costume for the year. So Medusa's my main costume, which always happens at some point in October. And then I did Selena because my friend had a birthday party on Saturday, and it was, like, dress up as your favorite artist. Oh, that was my Medusa costume right there.
Yeah. Damn, look at you. That looks crazy.
So I don't know. I love having multiple costumes. You guys don't dress up?
I haven't dressed up in a while. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What was the last time you dressed up as, Barry?
Last year.
No, but and actually went out somewhere?
Yeah, last year we went trick-or-treat with Pete. We put him in one of those little Power Wheel cars, and it had like a remote control. We borrowed it from someone, and we just slapped a student driver sticker on the back of it, and then I rolled some tires over my shirt, and I rolled some tires over Fernanda's shirt. She was a dead deer. I was roadkill, like human, and yeah, we just took him out.
That's good. I love that. You guys don't do a family thing?
No, the kids love getting dressed up. They like this year, I got my oldest is going to be Pee-wee Herman. Mm-hmm. My middle guy is like some sort of Marvel character. I don't know what it is. And then the little dude, Oliver, he is a mummy. So Crystal Cute. Cut up a bunch of like sheets and just started wrapping them up. And it was pretty cool. Oh, yeah. They're about it. You know, like I don't dissuade my kids from being all about it.
But you don't participate in dressing up.
I'm over that. It's the time has passed.
Yeah. So I love Halloween. I love spooky stuff my whole life. So I don't know if you guys know that San Diego is like a super haunted town.
Oof, tell me more. How they?
There's a lot of haunted locations that you can visit on your own, or you can do like the San Diego ghost tours.
Oh, there's a whole tour to our ghostness.
Yeah, so there's this ghostness? One. I think it's San Diego Ghost Tours, and they do like.
But
a
are
bus.
These legit? Are they like legit, mm-hmm. or is it like just kind of like weenie? Like, let's go get spooky.
No, they're haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
Like which one?
Well, first off, the Whaley House is like one of the most Iconic. Haunted houses in America. You
That's
know.
The Britney Spears of haunted houses.
Yeah. I actually had an experience there. I think I told the story previous, but we were setting up for Dia de los Muertos and we were doing the altars. It's like 9 a.m. on a Saturday and all of a sudden the window shatters out from the Whaley House. Like
That's weird.
From the second floor and nobody was inside the house.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like,
that's a thing?
That's creepy. No, oh it doesn't God. Happen.
I remember being there one time and we saw a draping inside the window moving and they were like, yeah, that shouldn't be happening because there's no doors going into, like there's no draft in there.
Right, no.
Like, it shouldn't be moving.
I don't even think they have windows open in there.
Oof. I went to a play or a concert one time at the Whaley House. You know how they have like a little...
upstairs.
Is it upstairs? They have like a little performance center. And wifey and I went and we, I don't know why we went, but we went, we tried to have a good time there and it was cool. And I was kind of low key looking on my shoulder. What the fuck? Something could be happening at any moment. So that's legit haunted.
It's like it's legit haunted. A friend of mine claims that he felt like a choking sensation.
It's a kinky ghost.
So it used to be Town Gallows, the Whaley House.
Oh, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Like where they used to hang people.
Oh,
so it was
really?
A courthouse, and then they would hang people right there. And I guess
efficient.
I guess they built a part of the house over where they used to hang people. So they say it's haunted by this dude named Yankee Jim. Yankee Jim
sounds
was
like a baseball player.
Yeah.
Oh, Yankee Jim.
Yeah, and I think he was like in his early 30s and he stole a boat and basically he got hung for that. And so they say it's haunted by him and they say that when guys walk by that they feel like a little choke.
No way.
Like, you got to cough or you can't breathe or something. Yeah. So my coworker, my old coworker, he had that feeling and he says every time he walks by, to this day, he gets a little choked up.
So it's recognized as America's most haunted house?
Yeah.
Really? And it's here in good old San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
the
that.
Birthplace of California.
We have another one, too. We have the Coronado.
Yeah, the Hotel Del
has a room.
Yeah, they have a room where Kate Morgan stayed in. Supposedly, she haunts that room. Because I think she was actually found dead. I think she killed herself with a gun and she was found like, or she was murdered. I'm not for sure, but she was found outside the hotel, but they say that she haunts the room, the last room she stayed in.
Have you ever stayed in there?
No.
They don't let you, do they?
They do now. Yeah, you can, but I think it costs, I think it's pretty pricey, but
room 502.
I think there's a like booked. A wait list or something.
It's booked.
Yeah.
How far in advance?
I don't know.
Let's try it.
Yeah, let's see if we can reserve a little spot of the 502 tour.
But they
$75.
Also do,
we'll do an episode.
Look at that.
Oh, we'll and you know, speaking of stuff to do for Halloween, Hotel Del does a lot of cool things. Like they do a roasting marshmallows.
Oh,
and
I thought
a fire
like
pit,
up the ghosts.
And they tell, roasting they ghosts? Tell ghost stories.
Hey, your sheets are dirty.
Listen here, you nasty ass ghost.
They tell ghost stories or they do their like ghost tours. I've taken one of their ghost tours. It was pretty cool. They have a tunnel. Actually, you know how the offices are across the way? There's a tunnel underground that goes right into the hotel.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if like that's
how did
where
you learn about all this shit?
I just
she's a ghost.
Time.
Cool.
She's a witch.
She's never been a person. She's always been. A ghost.
Lexi's part of like a witch community. I can see it.
Yeah, but Hotel Del is pretty creepy. When I did my ghost tour there, not me, but when I went to a ghost tour, we were in the offices, and she was just telling us about how they've experienced some things there. And then, like, all of a sudden, the lights started flickering. And I was like, what the heck? Is there somebody else here? There was nobody else there. I don't know if they did that.
Well, there was somebody there.
It was timed out or what. But, yeah, it was pretty spooky. But, yeah, you could check out the Hotel Del anytime and just go on your own.
And you can stand outside the room and, like,
yeah, you creeped out. You can even walk up there, actually, yeah, in the hallway. And
it used to be like they wouldn't let you in, though. That's crazy. They're, like, renting it out now.
Why wouldn't they let you in, though?
I don't know.
Either because it was like super duper haunted or to hold it mystique.
Can you stay the night there?
That's what I think,
I just saw that it said tour for $75, but I'm curious if you could spend the night. Would you do that?
Yeah.
You would spend the night there?
Mm-hmm.
Cece did. Remember when she went to that place over?
She did. Wherever. And
what was that hotel name?
That was spooky.
The Spooky Hotel. That was right.
I can't remember.
What's the spookiest thing that's ever happened to you?
To me? I guess... Well, there was this time I was at my house in high school. I guess I was probably like a senior. And I lived, so you know, like every area has like a district. You go to this school, you go to that school. Yeah. I lived actually really far from my high school. And so I didn't have like my friends. They didn't live that close. So this one night my parents were gone. It was just me and I was hanging out. I feel like I told this story, but I don't know. I tell it all the time. I was hanging out on the computer, you know, chatting on AIM.
Get it, girl.
Laser the Latino. Most haunted of websites.
Dude. Yeah. And
we probably used to be in the same chat group together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And
19
so,
male Bonita.
19 male right here.
Yeah. And somebody knocked on my door and it's like about 9:30.
Oh, yeah. We got ASMR going on here. Don't fall asleep, Bianca.
Somebody knocked and I was like, who the heck's knocking at my door right now? You know, no, like, so I went to look and nobody was there. So I was like, okay, that was weird. An hour goes by again. Somebody knocks. And I go, look, no one's there again. I'm like, okay, that's weird. So then it happens again. Another hour later, same thing, knock. And I was like, I'm not going to look this time. You know,
you didn't look.
I was like, I'm not even getting up. This
I'll
is,
show
this
you.
Is ridiculous. It's late now, you know? Yeah. And then
rude.
And then another hour goes by. Now it's like 1:30 or something. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, 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 boom. Like
shut
super
up,
loud.
And you're
now.
Alone.
Yeah, like a cop knock, you know? And
I wouldn't know.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, let me tell you. It's just like that.
And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I started like calling like people that I know, like my family that lives nearby, kind of. And I'm like, hey, did you happen to stop by the house? And they're like, no. And then I'm on the phone with another family member and I was like, hey, you didn't stop by the house, right? And she's like, no, why? And I was like, somebody keeps knocking on the door and I go to check and no one's there. And while she's on the phone, boom, boom, boom,
Jesus
boom.
Christ.
And she's like, what was that? And I go, I don't know. There's nobody out there. Like, I don't know what it is, you know? And I started calling everybody and like my whole family showed up at the same time. Like my brother, her boyfriend, my sister, my brother and his girlfriend, my sister, her boyfriend, my mom and dad, they all showed up at the same time and there was nobody. I never saw anybody or anything. Like, I don't know what it was.
Nobody available to play a trick on you.
No.
No. Mm-mm. See, when I tell my stories, I feel like I got to cover every angle because there's going to be somebody who always could try to, but what about this?
But I don't think like a lot of people, like friends knew I was by myself or like knew where I lived exactly. So, you know, it was really creepy. It creeped me out for a long time and I was like, I had anxiety over it because I was
that
like,
bad.
Yeah, it scared me.
Dude,
yeah.
I don't know if you heard my story last week where I literally jumped off of the second story balcony, jumped our fence. And went into the high school area just to look into my room because I heard somebody coming up the stairs.
When?
Dude, I was little. I was like 16, 17, 18, 19 maybe. Definitely not.
And no explanation.
Zero. I was all alone. Nobody was there. So I waited outside like for half an hour to an hour just waiting to see if anybody came in. Nothing happened. I was a scared little kid in that house, man.
Yeah. Dude,
real talk.
Like
I was always scared.
Fucking with Ouija boards and shit.
We did
it.
Fuck with Ouija.
Ouija board. Ouija
board. We like the Ouija board. And it was just a very spooky place, man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it's in it's a newer Bonita, but it's still an old area out there. So I'm always curious if like some shit went
down. Does your family still own the house?
Yeah, they still own it, but we rented out to some other families.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, I wonder if they have had any experiences there or anything.
I ain't trying to talk.
Sometimes
to
I feel like the ghost comes with the house, and sometimes I feel like the ghost comes with you. Though,
yeah,
because you got multiple ghost stories.
Maybe
got a couple.
Haunted.
You've got a bunch.
How do I know if I'm haunted?
I'm not sure if there's a way to find
spooky
out.
Spooky shit
probably,
happens around you. You're haunted.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have some weird shit that happens around me, but not spooky shit.
Then it's you.
Yeah.
your antenna.
Ooh. Mm. You guys are sensitives.
Maybe? I don't know.
He is probably like a sensitive for sure, but just denies it or
right.
won't accept it.
I think I won't accept it. Yeah. I've seen entry level haunts yeah. around me.
He needs more proof. He needs a ghost to be like, yeah, what?
I mean, yeah. I didn't. When I was little, I would be so scared of my feet like being
outside
anywhere,
the blankets.
Yeah, outside the blankets and near the edge of the bed. Because it was a El Catrín, you know, in Loteria, it's El Catrín, the dapper shaped young man ooh, dressed scary. In a, yeah. And I would be like, oh shit, what if this fool grabs my toes and tries to take me away? I was a scared kid, fool. Yeah. Everything and anything scared me. Did we talk about any of
that's
your
good.
Hauntings?
That's how kids survive.
I guess, truthfully.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
I don't know, but I got a few.
Let me hear.
There was one where we were painting my room, my parents' old house, and I had taken everything out. It was just a mattress. We took off like the blinds and everything too. But the way my neighbors, driveway was set up, their light was right like diagonal my window, so it would just light my room up perfectly like the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there trying to sleep and I hear the chain link fence, like the gate rattle, and I hear a thud, like someone lands really hard. Like I thought maybe my buddy was jumping the fence or something, like what the fuck. Like so I look out the window, I'm like, no, there's nobody there. And then I could hear it like when it happened, it was like thud, yeah. And then like footsteps away. So I was like, that's why I thought like, oh, maybe he's like running to his backyard or something.
Right.
Like, look, there's nobody. I'm like, all right, whatever. So go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and the windows, you could see like the imprints of like hands.
No.
The outlines of cheeks and eyes, like a nose and like lips. Like someone was doing this
that's
on the window.
Shit,
how scary.
So
ooh,
it was like a dewy morning and shit. So I was like, fuck it. It must have been me looking out the window. Like I was like too sleepy, thought about it. I was like, maybe I just touched the window. So I went whoosh. It was on the outside of the window.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's scary.
All the drugs. I had a fucking phone to take a picture, though. The worst.
You were on all the drugs, fool.
No, it was before
that's
even
scary.
That, too.
How old were you?
I was like 16, 15.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But, like, yeah, it didn't scare me that someone was jumping the fence. I was just like, oh, maybe my buddy's going next door. Like, that's how normal I thought it was.
Yeah.
And then just I woke up, I was like, oh, there's handprints on the outside of my
Angel's
window.
Always quiet when it comes to sharing our stories. I've shared mine. Now you've shared yours. Angel.
There you go. No, yeah, I've not had anything scary, unfortunately.
Lexi.
I think, well, I was going to say, I think my childhood home might be haunted.
Really? Is it still there?
Yeah.
And you're...
My mom lives there, yeah.
She doesn't say anything?
Does she do tours?
Well, she's had experiences there, and like my what? Brother has had experiences there, and then, you know, the stories that I have are there, too.
I've never had that experience. I've seen some weird shit, and I've shared these stories, but I've never, like, really been, like...
Yeah, you sit there and say, I've never had these experiences, but I can list off three of yours that would convince me, for
sure. And there's
sure.
only two that really, like, stick out, you know? Well, two, the one, like I said, in my room, and down in the basement in the brewery. And a close third is the Ouija board. Because aside from, one time in this house, the house that we're in right now, and Crystal does not like me telling this story, but I'm going to tell you because we're all adults.
Yes,
we are all adults here. And we all have done adult things.
Oh, cheers.
Let's do an adult thing before this story. Cheers. This is a firme ass moment.
Cheers.
Story.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers, Lexi.
Cheers.
So the year is probably like 2001, 2002. Ooh. We're not married. We're dating. And I don't know, you know, we set up candles in the house, bro, you know, and I said, oh, well, let's take a shower together, whatever, you know, what loving young adults do.
Yeah.
Exploring each I've other's relation. So we're taking a shower and I had a, being the romantic that I am, I didn't have anything in the living room. All I had was a pool table and a bunch of bar stools. Like that was my living room, bro. Like I was straight up bachelor pad. It was a legit pool table and it was like a huge ass TV and like a little bar and that's it. The living room was that, and there was a kitchen and whatever, and then the hallway. So in the hallway is where the bathroom is. And we went into taking a shower or whatever. Sorry, love. I know you don't like hearing the story. And we're in there, and I turned on the candle in the bathroom. We're in the shower, and I just see the flickering, dog. Ugh. The candle is flickering. There's no windows in this bathroom, so there's no need for a flicker. Just go. It keeps flickering like there's wind going out, whatever. And we put the towels in there because I remember putting the towels inside of the bathroom. So when we leave the shower, the towels are there. Boom, boom, mm-hmm. boom. Get ready. Get out. Do whatever we got to do. And I get out of the bathroom. Nobody's in the house. Nobody. It's just me. Me and soon-to-be wifey. Me and Crystal. And we leave and looking for the towels. I'm like, where the fuck are the towels? Like, there's no towels here. Where'd they go? And the light just kept flickering the whole time. And then we go into the living room. and the towels are like sprawled out on the pool table.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, that just gave me chills.
So it was like, gosh, it was, that one was just like weird. So like I've had shit like that, but not, I haven't seen shit.
That's the thing is like I need to see some shit. Most of the time you're not going to see it. It's something you feel or like. Dude, one time.
Like, so, who would have done that?
No, nobody was there.
Yeah.
Like, no, there was no roommates or anything.
Unless you have a frogger living there.
What is it? What, I'm sorry?
A frogger is someone who lives in, like, your walls.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say that shit.
They, like, post it on social media, too. Like, I'm frogging this guy's house right now, and they're in your attic.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Like, they just live in your attic.
Yeah. That's crazy. I have kids. Frogger, I have children.
Frogger?
Let's ease up on this frogging shit.
Hey, yeah, that's real. People in chat that have definitely had
Froggers?
Experiences.
Go ahead.
I don't know about Froggers. Enrique says, Kiki.
That fool.
Enrique Kiki.
He didn't have shit to say when he was here earlier. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't shut the fuck up online.
He said he had someone pull the blanket off of him while he was sleeping, and he was the only one home.
Oh,
I've heard those
spooky
kinds of stories in the past
happened
before.
To my brother.
Yeah,
yeah.
That must be the like
common
entry level move, I guess.
We have El Somos saying we were hanging out late at night at a cemetery when we saw two young ladies walking smoothly, almost as sliding or floating. We saw them walk behind a tree, and that was that. But the funny thing was that. And then he left us on a cliffhanger. The cliffhanger comes back.
I'm the ghost.
Where the tree was right next to the cliff. There was no way she walked behind the tree because it was a big cliff.
Dang.
Or maybe.
Fernanda says she feels someone touch my legs randomly in her apartment.
Yeah,
that's
Pete.
Whoa.
No, she will be like, so like, scary. She'll go to bed before I do. Yeah. So she'll be in bed and I'll be like playing Xbox or something. And I just hear, I'm like, what the fuck? I go check. And she's like, did you just touch my leg? I'm like, no, dude. Like,
what, that's crazy.
She's felt it with me in the bed. We've both felt the bed kind of like depressed while we're just laying there. Like, we're just laying. And then you feel like it go down. We felt that before.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So you have like a ghost?
We're definitely haunted. We heard an exorcism. So I think it's like a demon follower.
What do you mean you heard an exorcism?
When we lived on El Cajon Boulevard.
Go ahead.
There was a church that was like just across the alley from our apartment. And one night I was about getting ready to go to work and we're sitting there watching TV and we hear like all these crazy sounds like thudding and screaming and ladies crying. It's like, and then you hear like,
the fuck, wait, watching Forrest Gump?
We were probably watching that like The Office or some shit. Like, we're not watching
your mom
spooky.
Really takes a great interest in your education, Forrest.
Yeah, I get you. But no, like, so these people are all like making all this noise. What the fuck? So we kind of turn the TV off, open the window, and then it gets really loud and you can hear it. Like, it's something going on. There's like somebody literally like grunting, like, and then everybody around them like either crying, screaming, or some dude like speaking Spanish, like saying a bunch of stuff. I'm like, tell me what he's saying. she's like, no, it sounds like he's like praying. Like, I don't know, it's really fast, but like it's
fast,
like,
praying.
Well, because like it was so loud, you know, like even Fernanda couldn't have like what's going on. But like, we both had chills already. It was like, we'd seen some crazy shit. Like, I saw dudes get their jaws broken in that alleyway. I've seen all sorts of crazy shit in the alleyway. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my alleyway. And we went down the stairs like idiots to the fence to go see what was happening. And like, we get to this chain link fence and like, as soon as we're about to look over, like, they slam this big like sliding door.
The church?
And you can't hear it. Yeah. So it's like, it's like I don't know what the building was before, like maybe a mechanic shop or something, but then it was a church now. So I go to the front and like, it could easily be like a storefront, you know, but like it's a church because it's got the same like window set up, everything. And like, you look through the fucking window, there's nobody in there. The lights are all on. So I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't hear anything from the front. So I went back to the back. Fernanda was there. She's like, they closed the thing. I was like, God damn. Cause like, there was nothing in the front. Couldn't hear anything again after that. We're like both sitting on the couch, just freaked out. And I'm like, well, I gotta go to work. So I'll see you later. I was like, if you're crawling up the walls when I get home, you can keep the apartment.
There's definite shit that goes on that we're totally aware of.
Yeah.
The house that I was talking about earlier, I remember when we bought the house. I went down the list of things that they give you a list, like a checklist of all the things that have occurred on the house. One of the questions on that checklist for the home when you purchase it says, has anyone died here? You know, or was anyone murdered here?
Like, not.
Yeah. And this one was yes. I just didn't tell anybody. You know, what? I didn't. So I'm like, I've always been curious. Like,
oh, so you're doing The Shining right now.
The one that
you never seen
now?
The Shining?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think I watched the whole.
I'm going to add that to your scary movie list. Okay. You should probably watch that tonight.
Scary movie list.
Have you seen The Shining?
Oh, I love The Shining.
What kind of scary movies do you get into? We're kind
of
like pros now.
But I like
paranormal.
We're experts.
We're
kind of like experts.
My favorite are paranormal scary movies.
Go ahead,
like
I'm ready.
Ghosts, hauntings, you know, like
13 Ghosts.
Amityville, 13 Ghosts. What else can I think of right now? House on the Haunted Hill.
Big.
Ooh, both of those are good.
Not Big.
Big is very
not
haunted.
Big.
Splash.
Yeah, like any type of like ghost scary movie, I love. Yeah.
What's the scariest movie you ever seen?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, you
do. Tough one.
Dig deep.
I don't know.
You know she doesn't like making picking her favorites or making lists.
I know. I hate that.
I forgot that about you.
I hate that.
She's always like, I got the list of the top three. What are they? I don't know. I don't know.
I watched this movie from the creator of the movie Terrified that the boys were telling us about.
The boys.
Aterrados.
Yeah.
So the movie, a newer movie, it's called Something That Lurks. Something when some evil
when
lurks.
Darkness lurks.
Something evil
when
lurks.
Evil lurks.
When evil lurks. And it's
new?
Yeah, hella new. It's on. I'm all in, dog. I signed up for an
Shudder.
Yes, get it, girl.
You're on that bougie list, huh?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Thanks, Mickey Bougie. I'm back.
We have some good movies on there.
I don't know. I just kind of started looking, and yeah, I saw that Cujo, and I was like, oh, I'm going to show this to the kids. Fuck around with Stout. But so yeah,
a little different.
I saw it on there, and one of the dudes from the Who Goes There podcast, El Compa Rhett, was like, yeah, bro, this is the new one by the same guy who did Terrified. Argentinian, I believe he said he's from Argentina, a filmmaker. And yeah, bro, that one. Oof, dog. It's in Spanish.
I'm in.
It's in Spanish.
Let me get your password for a day.
But they have a, what do they got? They got a subtitles on the bottom. And it's about a town who encounters like some sort of, they call them the Rottens. Somebody like a demon. It's gnarly.
Hell yeah.
It's gnarly. I watched it and I watched it in the bedroom and the kids were coming in. I was like, nah, this ain't for you.
This ain't for you.
This ain't for you. And they're weenies.
This ain't La Bamba.
They get scared. They get hella scared. My youngest is always like,
as they should, they're kids.
Does it have clowns, daddy? I said, it has all the fucking clowns, but every fucking clown you can imagine is in this movie. But when evil lurks, just watched it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Those guys are brothers. Basically, there's like a demon in the town and they're supposed to kill it, but there's rules to it. You can't shoot it. You can't do certain things to it. You got to play by the rules or else it will consume you.
Whoa.
Great movie. Yeah. Watch it.
I'll check
it watched
out.
Terrified.
How'd you like that?
It was good.
I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. They said it was like their first go in like big movies and it was kind of like a low budget film or something. I love low budget like B-rate horror films. Yeah. This was not that. It had like special effects and sure like they've aged, but like it looked good. I liked it. And they were telling like it doesn't rely on jump scares. It doesn't. But like the idea that it presents, and I'm not going to give away the twist at the end, but like it does have to do with like, you know, be careful with your water. And it was funny because right after watching that, I saw this article.
Wait,
about
Terrifier or Terrified?
Terrified. Terrifier is a completely
new?
Different
is
movie.
Is Terrified new?
It's like 2000 something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the scientist found like the world's oldest water and drank it.
Okay.
And after seeing this movie, I'm like, why would you do that? It's got demons in it, dude. Don't do that. But would you, if you found the world's oldest water, would you drink it?
No, fool.
I don't even drink water that's been in my car for a couple days.
Dude, I see the fucking milk 3 days past or 2 days past expiration. I'm like, throw that shit out. I was like, Chris was like, no, don't throw it out. We can drink it. I was like, no, I'm not drinking that shit.
Yeah.
Imagine water from like 3 centuries ago.
Yeah, it was like super salty.
Scary.
I'm like,
I would never. Churches scare me.
Yeah.
Like those kinds of tales, those kinds of hauntings and movies.
Exorcist.
All that kind of shit gets me.
I saw the new one. It was pretty good.
There's a new one?
Yeah.
The Exorcist. Believers.
Yeah.
Believers. It's about Justin Bieber.
Emily Rose? No. Or am I tripping?
It's
no,
like
that's
the same.
Old. That's old.
It's related to the same Exorcist movie. Like the mom from there is in this new one. And these two girls get possessed by a demon.
What does Halloween look like for you on a yearly basis? Like, do you have like a ritual or something?
It looks like January 1st through December
31st. I do have a tradition, but it's been changed ever since COVID. It kind of, things have just changed. But my family and I, we used to always do like, we would go to Disneyland a few days before, do the Halloween thing there. And then we would come to my house and like carve pumpkins. Like tonight we would do that. And then Halloween, you know, go trick or treating and then come back, watch movies, try to, you know, give out candy. That's pretty much what I love to do for Halloween.
Yeah.
I love giving out candy and putting spooky music on. And
what's your most memorable outfit from Halloween as a youngster when you were little?
When I was little, or in general, maybe young teen, I don't know. My favorite costume probably is, I was about like in my early 20s, but I was the Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
You are elaborate.
I did like the body paint.
She goes all out.
You are extra.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, man.
Committed. That's the
word.
What about you,
Barry? I grew up, my mom sews, so she would always make costumes for me like my whole life. So I think I just was born into like loving it.
Maybe she's born with it.
It's Maybelline.
Money in the fucking mail, please.
What is the most memorable costume you've had in your Halloween career?
I know I've definitely talked about on the show trying to dress up as Santa Claus for Halloween. Okay. And that fail. That was fucking hilarious.
All right.
But thinking back, I think my favorite and most creative one I thought of on the spot, because I always do last minute Halloween costumes, was being the horse head on the show last year. From The Godfather. That
it
was
took
my
me less than three
one.
Seconds oh, to figure out what he was like. This
it's
fucking
like,
guy.
Yeah, the 99 cent store version, but it was just like a cheap horse head mask, a fucking white sheet that, sorry, we're not getting back, Fernanda, and then a fucking bunch of fake blood. Easy peasy.
Dude, we've been doing this for like a year now.
Longer than that.
Like together.
Yeah, longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
I think like a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Yeah, wow. It was August of... still being in the basement.
Dude, there's been different players involved. I remember our first episode, now that you said that, it's a picture of you and me like in a race car, right? And like we're like kind of with our big old heads. That was just an aside, but yeah, oh my God. Happy anniversary, Barry.
Thanks, baby. I was going to drink
cheers,
to that. But,
guys.
Oh, all right, well, fuck, all right, cool. Morning, shit.
I got none.
Whatever. Tell us about your love affair with cemeteries.
Oh, I love.
What is wrong with you?
I love cemeteries. I don't know. I just love, I love old cemeteries.
Okay.
Like the real classic ones. So like, I love El Campo Santo Cemetery, but I also like the ones that have like the real like gothic graves.
Okay.
You know?
Like but, a mausoleum or like what?
No, like just like the architecture.
Like the
of,
ones
like,
from like My Chemical Romance videos.
Yeah, like those.
Thank God I know
I
what you're
those.
Talking about.
but yeah, so El Campo Santo Cemetery is haunted and it's open
El
24
Campo
hours.
Santo.
Do you think all cemeteries are haunted?
I don't think all cemeteries are haunted, but I don't know. Like, I mean, why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah,
I don't like cemeteries. Know? Nothing about a cemetery feeling? Is intriguing.
Do you want to be buried in one?
I'd rather. I don't know what I want, bro.
What would you prefer?
You know what? In my head, I'm getting carried away, and the playlist that I like is playing. You know?
Yep,
and,
we talked about that.
And
the
everyone
playlist.
Has a bottle of Bucanitas, and they're smoking a joint.
Kids too?
Everybody, bro. Yeah. When I go out, everybody going out like a champion, dog. But no, I mean, cemeteries don't do it for me. I mean, my grandpa on my mama's side, my pop is buried down in Tijuana at a cemetery called Monte Olivos. And there's always weird people there, you know? My grandparents on the other side of my dad's side, they're buried in Mexicali. And anytime we've gone, it's just always weird people. So I associate like cemeteries with just weird people walking around and lingering about there. But
that's
those are
creepy.
Yeah, those are on the other side of the border too, so it's a little
weird.
They
weirder. Have those... Like the ones that come above the ground, huh?
They have those that come above the ground. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like cemeteries don't really like provide a place for like celebration of the afterlife. Like a lot of other places, like that celebrate the afterlife, like that culture we talked about. Like,
dude, that culture is sick.
They take the people up, like, but they look like they're celebrating the afterlife. They're not sad about it.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, this is it. We gotta do a thing, you know. But like, you go to a cemetery and it's like weird if you like go and try to like, cause like I don't know if. One of my really good friends goes, like, I'm going to go to their fucking gravesite.
Are you
I'm
really?
Bring a fucking grill. I'm going to go out for you guys. Like, I will go out for you. Like,
nah, I'm going to pass on that
yeah,
one, bro.
Like,
you know,
I'm
going to
be dumping
40s
on you like nobody's business, dude. Like,
at my dad's, and they told us we couldn't bring
yeah,
a barbecue grill.
Really won't let you do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah, like, I want the option to at least celebrate my friend. Like, you shouldn't have to be crying at a cemetery.
Well, now I'm
yeah.
going to do that. Now I like it.
Yeah, good. See, it's against the rules.
Some people, like, don't even believe that. The body is associated
give
with
it go ahead
the whoever passed, you know, so some people don't even like go and pay their respects because they're like, oh, that's not where they really are. Some people believe that, you know.
Is it weird that I don't want to be buried in a coffin?
I don't even want to be buried in the ground or anything.
What do you want to do?
I want to be cremated.
And then what?
And I know this is kind of weird, but I want...
I want you to put me in a grape-flavored Swisher.
I
want you to smoke me.
No, that's my life.
I'm going to, like, send my nieces on, like, a little travel, like, a little trip, and they're going to have to leave a little bit of me everywhere.
Oh, you're that aunt.
Go throw some of you up.
I'm that tia.
Go to you're some, like, performer tia. And just chuck it on stage.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God. I know, right? Pink.
Oh, yeah. My mama was a Pink fan. Yeah. Pink.
Yeah. I don't know. This adds an interesting thing to my preference, but I just want to be like putting a fucking cheesecloth and toss it into the ground.
A cheesecloth.
Oh, so I can decompose and just like be a part of the ground.
Oh, I want
like,
you to turn me
so
into
cremate?
It.
But this
cremated?
Is going to, this is, you've just given me an idea. I want people to be able to like, I'll donate like a hand.
Oh, God.
To my friends and family. We'll cremate that. And if they want to turn that into tattoo ink, they can tattoo me.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Would you smoke somebody? I like to say it
depends how it's processed. Cause like if you get cremated and turned into like fertilizer and that, sure. But like, I'm not going to like roll you up in my blunt. No, I will not do that.
Why not?
Cause that's poisonous as fuck, dude.
If it's me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't smoke me?
Not only is it poisonous, it's toxic. Hey.
Hey. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Fuck, I think I'd smoke you.
I would turn you into fertilizer and then smoke you. Like, I would grow a plant out of you and then smoke you.
Oh, yeah. That's
I wouldn't smoke your ash.
You know what they used to do back in the days, like in the 1800s, early 1900s? They would
eat them.
When somebody would die, they would cut their hair and they would turn it into like some crazy art, like hair art, but it was from a dead person.
Yeah, I'll give you something to remember me by, but like chuck me in the ground and let me be gone in like 8 months.
I think scarier than all of this shit is the medicinal practices of the olden days, bro.
Dude, era's scary.
I went down a deep, dark rabbit hole, like in the 1800s.
You got the cold. You're going to die.
On Twitter, now known as X. And
there
was a story of an athletic young man in his late 20s. He was a U.S. amateur golf champ. Everything he did, athletically, he just excelled in. You know, no training, no nothing. He was an athletic dude, and he murked any sport he did. He got hurt, hurt his arm, and I think the doctors at that time, in order to help him speed his process along, to help him get back to doing whatever he does in athletics, they said, drink this. Like, and it was an elixir. Basically, it was radiation water. So it was radioactive water. And they said, drink a little bit at a time. And the cup, they said it was like maybe at the most the size of 2 shot glasses. So like 2 of these, right? And he would like put drops under his
The old
tongue.
Lexi special.
The old Monday fun day. I was reading it and I was like, fuck, I swear to God, I'm always late to work because I'll get up like at 3 in the morning and then I'll just like go in the bathroom and start reading shit. And
that's why I'm late to sleep.
Dude, and then I went down the Same. Fucking rabbit hole on this one. And then they just started like talking about how the doctors prescribed radioactive water to cure his arm ailment. Well, fast forward fucking.
Did it work?
A bottle. He didn't feel shit. That's a fact. But he would slowly start deteriorating because I guess like it started eating his flesh and he lost his jaw. And ultimately and it was just basically the upper part of his face. No jaw, no nothing, bro. And then eventually he died and he didn't feel any pain because the radioactivity, the water that was in him, numbed all the nerve endings.
At least he didn't feel it. Yeah.
But I was like, fuck. More than anything, like, that shit had to be scary because that's a real zombie.
Mm. Right.
At that point, you're, like, witnessing, like, some dude he's barely living, but he's dead. Like, that motherfucker's just hanging on by a string. That's an era I would never want to go to.
Aren't you glad we live, like, now? Yes. Like, there's still weird things about medicine nowadays, but, like, nothing that, where it's like, hey, you got a stubbed toe.
This is the greatest era.
Eating a bowling ball. I don't know.
The greatest era to live in. You know, and it not because we're in it, but because technology is this far advanced to where it is right now.
I have high hopes that our kids' era is
going to
be the best.
That's the baton.
It's getting better.
Yeah, ours is the intro.
That's the baton that we have to pass down to make sure that those kids have.
Like, I hope they figure out how to use all the cool shit we got. Like, we got the internet and it just crumbled our generation into like 2 different sides screaming at each other all the fucking time. I hope the kids realize, like, no, this is for posting pictures of pancakes. That's why we have Instagram. Instagram is for posting pictures of your food. And, oh, yeah, Facebook, you just go on there and, like, say, hey, graduate high school. Goodbye. Like, our generation really lost it on the internet, I think.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I love it. I love the things that have come with it. You know?
Yeah.
I love all the Laser Latino was born in that era, bro. The AOL chat groups, you know, meeting up with people in different parts of the city just to hang out.
Do you remember your AIM name or were you too young?
I was Astro Zombie.
Oh, Astro Zombie. That's pretty cool.
And then once I got a little older and more sophisticated, LB Joe, which I still use.
LB Joe.
LB Joe.
So I never told you guys my Helen mine Keller. Was I'm just classy.
Just classy?
Just classy.
I'm just classy, yeah. Oh, I don't know why.
You know exactly what.
What was your picture, though? Because there's like the stock ones where you can make your own.
I didn't
made
have
your
a
own,
fake
huh?
one. Yeah, I just had that one.
Have you ever done a seance?
No, but I have been where we used a ghost box. It's not really a seance.
Ghost box?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
sounds
so
kinky. I do that on Thursdays.
Ghost hunters, they have like different devices that supposedly can contact ghosts. Some use dowsing rods, ghost box. There's also like some meters, you know, like to, you know, whatever. So they use all these different things. But this one time we had a ghost box available because we were with the San Diego Ghost Hunters, and they were just you could ask it any question. So not that it was a seance, but it was like we were contacting
like a ghost eight ball
on the other side. Yeah, it was spooky.
Do you know somebody who's a legit witch?
I do know some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is that all about?
But it doesn't mean they're bad.
No.
You know?
I would never say that.
Yeah, we learned this. It's not called the dark arts anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Who was getting mad at me for calling it?
Rhett,
I kept calling it the dark arts and he get mad at me.
He said it's the liberal arts.
Yeah. So what's up with this friend of yours?
Oh no, I know multiple people. Yeah.
Like they cast.
We gotta watch what we're saying or what?
No, but sometimes, yeah, because I do know some that do crazy shit, you know. I have experience. I've seen
the result.
I've met someone that always had ill intent, you know, like when it came to those kinds of things.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you still homies with that person?
No. But like I have seen that people, there are some people that do bad things, but most of the witches that I've encountered are just like, you know, doing good things and just, you know, nothing crazy.
Tell them to watch out for houses.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is spooky. So wait a minute. Because I saw you squirm when we were talking about this, which leads me to think that you got something up your sleeve.
What do you mean?
You've seen some of your friends who are witches or people who you know who are witches.
What was that?
You hear that?
That was a door.
What door?
Oh, what door? Dude. I heard it too.
Things are it was a creak.
It was like a... Like
maybe that was Mickey.
Door.
Is there somebody in there?
No.
It was like in our ears though.
Oh, that's weird.
We all
weird.
Heard it.
The ghost. Continue. The ghost
oh
is happy.
Oh my gosh. Look at it.
Maybe it came out on the show and everybody else can hear it. We don't sound crazy
oh my
right
God.
Now.
Did you guys hear that or no?
Yeah, yeah. We fucking heard that.
Oh, he's talking to
chat. Oh, did they hear it?
Chat, did you hear that?
Chat,
did you hear our ghost?
I for sure heard the door open, but no doors open.
That was definitely a door opening.
No one in here.
I went.
What
all
the
right.
Hell?
Well, that's scary. We'll skip the ghost question or the witch questions. But you know people that have done like spells on people?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
and it worked?
We'll skip
I
the witch
know.
Questions. But people have done
yeah,
spells on
I
each other?
I do know some that someone that has and that it worked, yeah.
And you've never done that?
It wasn't a bad spell, but it was something that worked for her favor, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like she got some money out of it?
No, like it just
a love interest?
No, not a love interest, just something that she was going through. Yeah.
Do you hang out with these people a lot or no?
No.
Are you scared when you hang out with them?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just not.
You have a lot of witch friends then, huh?
All of a sudden, you're surrounded by witches.
I know some. Oh, yeah.
Man, that intrigues me, but at the same time, I watched Skeleton Key and that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a good movie.
Yeah. See, that's weird because I'll tell different people that I've seen that movie and that freaks me out. And then like, dude, that movie's so lame, bro.
That's scary movies for you, though. They're so polarizing.
Yeah. I like it.
I like that movie because it seems so fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
seems like that's some shit that you could encounter and that would totally happen.
Who's in that movie? Is it Johnny Depp?
No, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Oh.
Kate Hudson goes to Louisiana.
I was thinking of the one where he's like an author. What the fuck is that
I think
movie?
She's in New Orleans. New Orleans, right? So she's mm-hmm. in New Orleans. And they
and
have
and they're
the
real big on voodoo.
Voodoo.
Voodoo you do. The power of the babe.
What? So,
but hoodoo is like the bad one, right?
That's I don't
what,
know.
That's what the, in the movie. What
basically, they were soul snatchers, and they would jump from old body to old body. And I guess the people doing that had been around for centuries, and they would recruit new young bodies that come in. And here's the thing: like at some point, you gotta think, is this based on some shit? Like
how, for sure.
Like how did this
vampires
come to fruition?
I
like
never
that.
Looked it up, but maybe
you know,
yeah.
Like how
vampires
did this come
stay young
to fruition?
By sucking the youth out of other people.
Yeah. How did this come to fruition? Who was on a fucking sick one to create this movie? Like, where did you get your motivation, your inspiration from? Mm-hmm. But then I get scared. And I don't want to even look at it anymore. I'm a big weenie. And then we come from that background. Mexican
because you're
background.
Fighting your truth that you're an antenna to the other world, dude. Like, you've got all these ghosts following and stuff. And you just don't want nothing to do with them.
I don't think I don't have anything.
Lexi's like, please, let's switch roles. Like, I want to hang out with your ghost homies. They can meet my witches.
You know what's funny about how we were saying, like, we live in haunted houses or whatever. Like, I don't feel scared, though. Like when I'm at my mom's house by myself, I'm not like, oh my God, you know, like it's normal.
Mm-hmm. No place like that has ever been like, ooh, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. I've had that feeling for sure.
Yeah. Those are the worst.
Yeah. I have.
What do you know about Día de los Muertos?
Oh, well, Day of the Dead, you know, it's honoring our past loved ones. A big tradition is to make your altar and put, you know, your family or whoever has passed away that you love on the altar and just honor them. You put their favorite things on the altar, whatever their favorite food or candy or alcohol or, you know, things that they loved. Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, and it's all gone.
Yeah, what the hell happened
here? So was your uncle. What the fuck?
Yeah, and actually, I just helped yesterday with the Dia de Muertos festival they had in Barrio Logan. It was the first one they ever did. It was so fun. The whole, all of Logan Avenue was blocked off. There was booths, altars, booths. vendors. Okay. There was vendors and they had live music, DJs. And yeah, it was really fun. They had a costume contest. I emceed the costume contest.
Who won? What was the winning costume?
It was this couple. They were, you know, calaveras. And
okay.
They were in all white, but they had these extravagant like costumes. Really, really beautiful.
I feel like now more than ever, the appreciation, cultural appreciation of like Dia de los Muertos is out there more than ever before.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, I feel like when I was young, I didn't see it as much.
We didn't really grow up with that. Wifey did. Wifey and her family. Yeah, so at the house, we have an altar. Tenemos ahí un pinche altar for friends and family who have passed. She has the photos up and like candles and everything. So we have our own altar. But I remember like never that happened, you know? But now it's like everywhere.
Maybe it's like certain areas in Mexico that probably celebrated it.
I'm pretty sure where my mom is from, they did.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a bunch of scary shit in Mexico.
I know.
Like, there's just a bunch of old school, cultural, traditional shit. This weekend, on Friday, we went to Third Avenue. Hang out a lot on Third Avenue.
Some would say Del Rey de Third Avenue.
They had a block party for Dia de los Muertos. And it was weird because I saw a lot of people who set up their altars and everything for their family. And I was like, well, that seems a little private, you know, like, I don't know.
On the road, like, where
like there was a bunch of people, like they bought little spaces so they can create an altar. And I get it. Probably people want to celebrate and create a memorial for their people, but it just seems like that's more of a private thing.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like a home guy, right?
I don't know if I would be about that. Dia de los Muertos celebration. Where is this at?
Chula Vista.
This is the Third Avenue one. Yeah, so it was fun. We went out there. We took a little dog. We took Stout, and then we saw a bunch of people. Fuck, Carlos Paez was playing on stage. He was strumming his guitar.
He played the one yesterday. Too.
That fool stays busy. Mm-hmm. And so he was out there playing.
Remember me.
And then they had different, like, gimmicky makeshift altars on every block in front of the storefronts, and they had face painting. So for me, it's
this
like.
Is this the first time they did that there?
I don't know.
Is that where it gets like a little weird, where it's like, this isn't so much about Dia de los Muertos anymore. Now it's like just an excuse to come out and like.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. Yeah,
sell a booth and paint a face.
Even this right here, they had an altar contest.
That's what I saw.
Like,
yeah.
A contest for something so intimate. I don't know.
Well, so a lot of areas do their Day of the Dead festivals here. Yeah. Like Old Town has a really good one, but I don't think they did it this year, I want to say, or I'm not sure. I don't know for
Probably because everyone else is doing it. We're going to sit this one
National
out.
National City, the cemetery in National City, that real big one, they used to do one there. I don't know if they did it this year, but before the pandemic, pre-pandemic. And it was epic. Like they had like altars and then people decorated the gravestones, you know, and everything. And they had a stage out there and it was like dark, but like they had like candle lights and like lighting and just, it was beautiful. It looked like the Coco movie, you know?
Yeah. I think Coco did a lot for Dia de los Muertos, right?
Am I for sure, dude.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people learned about it today.
I cried when I watched Coco.
I still cry when I watch that movie.
Really? I get teary-eyed at the end.
What happens at the end?
When he sings a song.
Yeah.
When he sings a song.
When he finds out who his grandpa is.
No. Yeah, like and then he comes and sings the Coco.
Oh, man. I'm going to cry right now. Stop. Shut up.
I'm getting soft in my old age,
Oh, for sure, dude. I get hit by so many movies I would never get hit by before. That's Pete's fault, dude.
I put a photo of my boys, and then, because they're getting bigger now, man. You know, they're just like little young men now. And I put a little picture of them just being weenies. And then on the background song, I put Neil Young, Old Man. And I don't know, I was driving to work, and then I just started thinking about it. I was like, oh, motherfucker, why are you crying, man? Why are you crying? And I was like, yeah, I was like, shit. So I don't know. 'Tis the season. I think at the end of the season, at the end of the year, rather, things start to get a little bit more.
That's why it's important to have the altars, too, you know, like the...
I'm sorry, they have the what?
Altars. That's how you say it, right?
Ah, perdón, okay.
Yeah, so they have, like, it's set up to remember those people, not just, like, you know, you should definitely appreciate them while they're alive, but, like, remember them when they're dead, too. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to go have a fucking barbecue with my friends when they go.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't bring that nonsense to my...
Oh, I'm going to bring all... Dude, I'm going to bring you fucking... I'm going to bring you molitas at 1 a.m, like, Steve, you ordered this? And just,
I'm going to have a sign on there, no white people after.
Too bad. I'll be the guy that has to put the sign up, so I'll be the guy that takes the sign down.
No white dudes, just white women, ever?
Oh, my gosh.
They could come and grill for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be there. I'm going to bug you. Shit. I'm going to haunt you when you're dead.
Why, fool?
Because I'll miss you, fool.
So that's what I was thinking. You know how, like, people were talking about how the blanket gets pulled off of them. Like, yes. Is that like your first, like when you're a ghost, the first thing they do?
Like the
entry level?
Like yeah. the Beetlejuice like learning to be a ghost yeah. trick? Yeah. yeah, I don't know.
Entry level.
I'm slapping people. Like the like the movie Ghost. Remember when that guy would yeah. like harness all his energy yeah. and then like slap something and break it? I want that move.
Just
I
for
wanna,
faces though.
Yeah, like I want to just get that move and just pull up on Angel and be like, sass. Yeah. On his fucking face.
Nah. Oh my God.
Lexi. You did it again. You brought us another spooky episode for Halloween.
Yeah. Did anybody say if they heard that door creak in the
oh,
chat?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, Hexus actually said that it came through the stream as well.
Wow.
Ooh, you're welcome. See the content we provide? Ghosts.
Real ghosts.
Put it on the line, dude. Oh,
I think it's because Steve's haunted.
For sure.
Why do you guys say that?
Because you say all these stories. They're never in the same spot. Yeah. The only common denominator is you.
Okay, it's been
the same
house.
Thing with me. Like my mom said, she would see stuff like when I was a baby, and like yeah. I don't know, I've never seen what she said she saw, but like I've seen my own things.
Yeah,
I'd like to think if I am, it's more like they're my protectors.
Yeah,
as probably. Opposed to yeah,
they don't have to be anything. You know? They could just be like a ghost that's like walking up your stairs.
Mm. Crazy. I don't know, man. I'm not a big believer in it.
You need to read The Art of Not Giving a Fuck, because then these are things you won't give a fuck about. You'd be like,
yeah,
what up, Casper? You know,
mm-hmm. I don't know. And then right now, dude, like on TikTok and all this shit, you see a bunch of like different stories, and I don't know how to decipher what's real and what's not.
I know.
So I just like, yeah, those it's are the all best. Fake. It's yeah, all fake.
They're all
see?
Fake. For sure. I don't if you see it on the internet, it's fake.
Listen,
just believe that.
If there's a haunting out there, let's see if it happens tomorrow. Or when is the haunted day? Is it Halloween or November 1st? Which is the actual day?
Probably
that
both.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Let's. I don't welcome you, but if you're going to be around, tap me on the shoulder. Lizzie was cracking. No, fuck.
Let's and leave a water bottle in the punch out. Yeah.
He's inviting him in. They say. No.
What?
They say that when you do go somewhere haunted, that you're when you leave, you're supposed to say, don't come with me, stay here. Really?
Or like goodbye or something. Yeah, you're supposed yeah. to like. Oh, wow. Like same thing like when you do a Ouija board, you got to say goodbye or they like stick around.
Yeah.
No.
Watch the movie Ouija. It'll teach you.
No, bitch. I don't want anything to do with
your
that.
Movie just, your movie list is. Like
of all 10. The things that scare me, Ouija boards scare yeah. me the most. And old ladies with no teeth.
Yeah, asking you to zip up their blouse.
I feel like I've seen some, like, some enchanted older ladies with no teeth, fool.
Club HK?
Oh, man, yeah, especially on Tuesdays.
Wait, what, your favorite scary movies you guys didn't say?
Oh, we haven't been watching.
Oh,
we've
yeah, yeah,
been
yeah.
insane.
His isn't even scary.
Mine is scary.
No, yours is scary. Yours was scary.
Before Blair, we go, so we can watch some movies tonight.
Blair Witch Project, nonstop. Paranormal Activity, the first yeah. one, nonstop. Those two for sure get me every time.
I used to go out and watch Paranormal Activity every year it came
Where?
Out.
Where?
In the movie theaters. Yeah? Like, but like me and my friends.
Go watch Rec on Amazon, I believe it is.
Rec?
Rec. R-E-C, like record.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh.
It's a fucking, like one of those found videos, kind of like Blair Witch, but like it's about a reporter who goes mm-hmm. with these firefighters to this apartment building because they get a call. And then when they get in there, they all get locked in and sealed. And they realize that they're sealed in there because there's something happening in there. And then they just kind of like try to just document the whole thing. Yeah, it's terrifying. It's in Spanish, but there's subtitles. Panic. And if you can't handle that, then there's a movie called Quarantine. It's the same thing, but like this is the original version, so it's better.
I think you guys should go watch The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
The Ooh. Autopsy of Jane Doe.
If you haven't seen
Doe.
It.
Okay.
It's a good one.
What's that on?
I'm not
a
sure.
A sick one.
A sick
I'm
not one.
Sure. For sure on Prime, but we'll I don't it. Know if it's okay. available somewhere. Yeah.
Good. Prime.
Let's see, what is it called? The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Yeah. But okay, so are any of these movies based on realities or anything like that?
This one seems like it could be. Mine was super real.
Yeah?
Could be.
Did you, no, bitch.
It's about like, okay, it's a sort of a zombie movie. It's not really about zombies, but it's about someone that kind of fucked with some stuff they shouldn't have fucked with, like some germs.
Skeleton keeper.
Made a fucking like strain of rabies that like just.
Oh, so you like those kinds
similar
of-
to like 28 Days Later, but like not intentional. Like,
yeah,
this guy was like into some dark shit, and then it just
the dark arts.
Yeah, but you don't know that until the very end. That's the payoff. Spoiler.
Okay, I do not invite a ghost or anything.
to you stay with me, this episode
to tap me on the fucking shoulder. All right, I don't. I'm fine. Just chill out. But still,
the real problem is aliens because they're not going
to
ask.
Another thing to not do is if there is a ghost situation, right? You never say, oh, come, like if the door opens, you know, like from the wind.
Come on in.
Don't ever say that.
Why?
Because you're acknowledging it and you're inviting it into your
I thought
home.
That only worked with like vampires.
Yeah.
No, they say that for ghosts vampires. Too.
Really? Yeah.
I don't do that for people trying to sell me
like,
stuff either.
Or if you're like, oh, hey, Casper, or whatever, like things like that.
Oh, like me. Great. Fuck.
Yeah, like you're not
That's
supposed
bad.
To do that.
I'm
yeah.
done.
I don't know. Angel, final thoughts?
Movie-wise, I think you guys should go see the Evil Dead remake. I forget what year it came out.
Rise of the Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2013?
I haven't seen the Rise yet. That's the newer one. But the one before that, that is the...
Rise is good, but that one's better.
Yeah. I mean, that one has a very polarizing intro with the like vines and everything. Dude, just... Yeah. It's crazy.
Have you seen the original Evil Dead?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's even worse, dude.
Yeah, absolute masterpiece.
That's even worse.
Good movie, but definitely watch the Evil Dead remake, but then also if you have time, the what's the one that I said?
The Ritual.
Oh, okay, that looks boring.
No, dude.
It picks up. I'm like halfway through it right now.
Bunch of English dudes, bro.
It picks up.
God save the queen. Oh,
hey, let's talk about football.
Oh, fucking Beckham buried Porsche Spice.
You know,
I believe it's time for tea and biscuits.
MLS is not football.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The Netflix show that was really good, the Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, that was
Emily Rose?
No, it's an episode. Like, I don't know how many episodes it is. Probably like 10 or something. Yeah. But
I wanted more of that show. They never put it out.
Yeah, well, that's it. That was because so it's like just one season he does.
I told Wifey that I want to be a horror buff now. I want to start watching horror movies.
Yeah,
so that's why I got
Does she
Shudder.
Like them or no?
I don't know what she likes as it relates to this. She used to like them, but I don't think now she's about that life.
She likes those reality TV
maybe
shows.
She gets
is she watching she Surviving Paradise?
What's that?
What one?
Crystal, if you're listening, check out Surviving Paradise.
Surviving Paradise.
If you like those trash reality TV shows.
How about F-Boy Island?
Oh, yeah.
I want to watch that.
Yeah. Is that the one where they date their moms?
No, that's called MILF Island.
MILF something.
Yeah.
Dude, so there's a show. Yeah. There's a show.
Sponsored by Goop.
Where a mom and a son go on. And the whole cast consists of moms and sons.
Yeah. It's like a dating show where it's like younger dudes, older cougars. And then like you find out all the dudes.
All the dudes are dating the moms.
How old are the cougars? Yeah.
They're like the guy's
how old
moms.
Are you?
So the dudes are like.
That's what I was thinking. They're probably like my age.
No, they're like these dudes' moms. Like,
moms. Like they're bringing their moms. And the other dudes, like, imagine Angel brings his mom and Barry's over there trying to, like, hey,
hey, I think Susie's
Angel's
really
mom.
Odd.
Hey, your mom's name's Susie? Hey, no. Susie. Do you want a party?
That's my line, too.
That's garbage TV, but somehow, dude, I love
Surviving Paradise. That one.
Surviving Paradise.
You guys are going to like that one.
Dude, I don't watch any TV.
They put half the people in like a campground outside and they're forced to eat rice and beans.
And then
like,
what?
For like days on end. And then the other people get put in this like mansion upstairs and they have to listen to like those people partying all the time.
What?
And then they like vote each other in and out of that shit. And they're all like pampered celebrity, like fucking, you know, reality star people. They're not reality stars yet, but they're like that type of people. And they're just fucking like, oh, it's good.
Wow.
Fuck, man.
Check this out.
I think this is the scary season of all things. The scariest season of the timeline of the world.
What about those aliens
so
they saw the other day?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely spooky season.
It was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago.
Well,
everybody saw these lights in the sky. Like,
that's real?
Yeah. There was like 4 lights like hovering. I don't know.
I found out that there's three types of extraterrestrials fighting for the planet right now.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, so the three of them are, the Nordics, the Greys, and the Reptilians.
Oh,
and the
Reptilians, you've been listening to Alex Jones,
here.
Haven't
you? Are the Reptilians
you?
Here?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
The interdimensional space demons.
The Nordics and the Greys get along. They have no issues with each other. But the Reptilians don't fuck with the other two guys. They don't fuck with the other two
guys. The Reptilians are the ones running shit, though.
Yeah, like they have an area of underground cavernous.
There's a whole airport in like Denver or something dedicated to that.
Isn't that crazy? Like, there's so much shit out there. Like, and it's all fake. But like, it could be real.
I mean, there's always a
buy into it.
I want to see.
There's a grain of truth to every lie.
But look, with all the crazy shit going on, we're on the brink of like World War III, and like fucking diseases everywhere, and poverty is fucking at an all time high.
They're raising the prices,
dude.
Like, Disney,
like legit. Like, think of everything that's going on. This is probably the best time to be alive. Yes, technology, medicinal advancement, AI, all of that things, technology and all that aside. But at the same fucking side, there's so much turmoil and there's so much like fucking on the brink of disastrous things that are about to happen if things go a certain way.
Do you think this is the end of the good time?
I don't know. I think so.
Like every empire,
like
when I talk about the Roman Empire, every empire meets its end.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't matter what. Sometimes by choice of others, sometimes by choice of the environment, but Bro, it all comes to an end. So do you think we're at the end of like a good time right here?
I've watched the original Red Dawn, homie. I know how this goes. I know how the story ends, bro.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a good, bro.
Real spooky shit. Oh. Open your windows.
Fuck, real shit. Hey, be Feel safe talk. Tonight. be safe tomorrow when you're trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Make sure you examine all your kids' candies. Got any Reese's Pieces, send them my way. All other candies are garbage. What's your favorite candy?
Reese's. I love Reese's.
Get it, girl. Angel, favorite candy?
Reese's for sure.
Berry.
We're a Reese's group, dude.
Yeah? Yeah. I thought you were going to say like licorice or some shit.
I mean, I love all kind of candies, but peanut butter cups, I will devour them. Yes. I will not stop until they're gone. No matter what size, it's not like a serving size. It's like
mayonnaise-flavored licorice. False? No, not
mayonnaise-flavored licorice?
Yeah, not
No, but you take the red vine, you bite the ends off, and then you drink your manos. Manos? For that.
Your hands?
Your hands.
You're going to drink your manos.
Red vines are the classic licorice.
Yeah, fuck Twizzlers.
Oh. Fuck Twizzlers.
Just like
I'm sorry, what?
That's what I meant. Red Fuck vines Twizzlers. Or Twizzlers.
I enjoy having Tizzlers from Sassasassas.
It's a tizzlating subject.
Hey, what about candy corn? You guys like candy corn?
Bro.
Love it.
I'll eat it.
Candy corn, the candy pumpkins, sign me up. Send them all to me.
Butthole of candy, bro.
I will eat them.
I bet you will. Tennessee, if you're going to be around, so will Angel. Canceled. Enjoy yourself, Lexi. Thanks for coming in. You're always welcome. Cruise through, tell us stories, and I'll tell you if I got haunted or anything this weekend.
Yeah.
Enjoy spooky, ooky Halloween.
Bye. Happy Halloween.
Bye. Happy Halloween.